All right, so you know you've got your WordPress site and security's got to be like top of mind these
Oh,
days.
yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you're running a business off of this thing.
Right.
But going through all the, the ins and outs and all the nitty-gritty details of security can be a little bit overwhelming for some folks.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with.
It is a lot to keep up with. So, we're going to try to make it a little easier for you today.
That's right, a little shortcut.
Yeah, think of this as a shortcut. Today, we're going to be talking all about WP Scan.
Yeah, WP Scan.
And this is something that can really help you keep your WordPress site safe.
Oh, yeah, super valuable tool.
And we're going to be looking at this article by Chris Bradley
Great.
called WP Scan, a useful support tool for many WordPress websites.
Catchy title.
Yeah, so we're going to be going through and kind of like picking out the really important parts.
Okay, got it.
The stuff that you really need to know.
All right, so like the need to know basics about WP Scan.
Yeah, exactly. And why you should care about this,
Right.
right?
Why this matters.
If you're managing a WordPress site or multiple WordPress sites, this is something that you're going to want to know about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially these days.
So let's jump right into it. What exactly is WP Scan?
Yeah, what is this thing?
What is this thing? So basically, it's a security scanner.
Okay, so it's looking for problems.
Yeah. So think of it as like, you got a security guard
Right, keeping an eye out.
keeping an eye out on your website 24/7.
24/7. For what though? What's it looking for?
It's looking for any kind of vulnerabilities,
Okay, weaknesses.
weaknesses, security holes, things like
All
that.
right. And it does this like in real time, or is this like a once a week thing?
That's what's great about it is it's real time. So
Okay.
as soon as like something pops up, it's going to let you know about
Oh,
it.
that's fantastic because then you can address it right away
Yeah, it is
for
bound.
anyone can exploit it.
Exactly. So it's really great for just like peace of mind knowing that.
Okay, so I can see why this is valuable, but like, is this something that everyone can use or?
Yeah, so there's actually a couple different options.
Okay.
If you're just using it for personal stuff, not commercial, there's a free version,
Oh, nice.
which is awesome.
So I can just use this on my blog, no problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
But if you're running a business website,
Right.
then there is a paid version, which is going to have, some more features and all that.
So like business level support.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also an API,
An
which
API, what does that mean?
API is basically like a way for your website to communicate with WP Scan. And even with the free version, you get alerts for up to 50 vulnerabilities a day.
Oh, so it's constantly checking and sending me messages.
Exactly. And if you need more than that, if you've got a really big site,
Right.
you can upgrade and get, a higher limit.
Okay, so it can scale with my needs.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's nice that there's like a free option to get started and see if I like it.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
then if I need more, I can upgrade. All right, so that's cool, but how do I actually like get WP Scan up and running? Is this like just a plugin I install?
Not quite. It's a little bit more involved than that,
Okay.
but it is compatible with a lot of different platforms.
Okay, so it's flexible.
So, you've got some options there, but you do need to have a couple things installed first.
Like what?
You're going to need Ruby,
Okay.
Ruby Gems, and Curl.
And those are to.
Those are all like kind of prerequisites. You need to have those things up to date.
So those are like software components that WP Scan needs.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's this thing called Nokogiri.
Nokogiri.
Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, that's. Sounds a little complicated.
It can be a little bit tricky to set up sometimes.
Okay.
You might need to, update some libraries or patch things or.
So a little bit of technical know-how required.
Yeah, a little bit.
But okay, so once you got it all set up, then what good does it actually do?
All right, so the real payoff here is that you get these real-time alerts
Okay, we talked about that.
about known vulnerabilities, but it's not just like a surface-level scan,
Right.
it's going deep.
Oh, so it's looking at everything.
Yeah, it's looking at your WordPress core.
Okay.
It's looking at your themes. It's looking at all your
So
plugins.
it's leaving no stone unturned.
Yeah, because you can have vulnerabilities in different places.
Makes sense.
And it's really important to keep your WordPress installation itself up to date.
Right. I've heard that before, but why is that so important?
So the article actually cites some pretty interesting statistics.
Okay.
About 80%
Oh.
of the vulnerabilities that WP Scan finds are in older versions of WordPress,
Older versions, like how old are we talking?
like especially WordPress 3.
Okay, so really old versions.
Yes. So if you're running an older version of WordPress, you're basically a much bigger target.
Got it.
So that's like the main thing. You want to make sure that your WordPress core is updated.
Okay, so that's like priority number one. All
Absolutely.
right, what about themes and plugins though? Are they a concern?
Yeah, so they definitely can be.
Okay.
The article breaks it down. It's about 17% for plugins.
Okay.
and 3% for themes.
So most of the problems are in the WordPress core.
Yeah, but you still want to make sure that you're keeping those other things updated as well.
Right, because even a small percentage could still be a problem.
Exactly.
Right, so WP Seek Scan helps us find these problems, but like, what's so great about it compared to just like doing it myself?
Yeah, so that's the thing is, if you were going to try to do this manually,
right,
it would take forever.
Yeah, like researching every vulnerability for every plugin.
Exactly. And, you know, new vulnerabilities are being discovered all the time.
Right. It's a moving target.
Yeah. So WP Scan basically acts as like this black box system.
A black box system. What does that mean?
It means that it does all the hard work for you.
Okay.
You don't need to know all the technical details.
Right. I don't need to be a security expert.
Exactly. You just run the scan and it's going to tell you what you need to know.
Oh, that's super convenient.
Yeah, so it saves you a ton of time, and it also gives you peace of mind knowing that.
All right, so that's WP Scan. But let's say I decide to use this thing. Are there any, like, gotchas or things I need to keep in mind?
Yeah, so one of the most important things is to make sure that WP Scan itself is up to date.
Oh, interesting. So the tool itself needs to be updated.
Yeah, because just like WordPress,
right,
WP Scan gets updates too.
Okay, so it can keep up with the latest threats?
Exactly.
And how do I update it?
So there's a couple ways you can do it.
Oh.
You can use the command line and type in gem update WP Scan.
Okay.
Or if you're using like a WordPress packages manager, you might be able to update it through there.
Okay, so a couple different options.
Yeah, just make sure you're keeping it updated.
Got it.
And also remember that WP Scan is not like a magic bullet.
Right.
It's not going to solve all your security problems.
Right. It's not a silver bullet.
Yeah. You still need to take other precautions.
Like what kind of precautions?
Like two-factor authentication.
Okay.
Using strong passwords.
Right. The basics.
All that good stuff.
So it's like an extra layer of protection.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. That makes sense. And what about like if I just don't want to deal with any of this myself?
Yeah. So the article actually talks about that it mentions that you can outsource your WordPress support.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So there are companies out there
that
specialize in this kind of stuff.
So they can handle all the technical stuff for me.
Exactly.
And that would free me up to focus on my business.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So that's something to consider if you're, you know, if you're not comfortable with the technical side of things.
Right. If it's just too much to handle.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we wrap up, what can you tell us about the author of this article?
Yeah, so Chris Bradley,
right.
He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Double Dome.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of experience in sales and marketing.
Okay, so he knows his stuff.
Yeah, and they've actually been profitable for 24 years in a row.
Wow, that's impressive.
So he definitely knows what he's talking about when it comes to online business.
All right, so as we kind of come to a close here, what would you say is the biggest takeaway from this whole WP Scan discussion?
Well, I think the main thing is that WP Scan is a really valuable tool for keeping your WordPress site secure.
Right.
It can save you a ton of time, and it can give you that peace of mind, knowing that you're protected against known vulnerabilities.
And it's not just a set it and forget it type of thing.
Right. You need to make sure you're keeping it updated.
And keep WordPress updated.
And keep WordPress updated and all your plugins and themes.
The whole ecosystem.
Yeah. And don't forget about those other security measures.
Right. Two-factor authentication, strong passwords.
Exactly.
And if all else fails, there's always the option to outsource.
Exactly.
Okay. So lots of good stuff to think about here.
Yeah. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, with all these threats constantly evolving,
right,
how are we going to keep up in the future?
Yeah. What's next?
What's next?
How do we stay ahead of the curve?
Exactly.
It's a good question to ponder.
Yeah. Something to think about.